You're listening to SBS News.
With 35 Indigenous men, women and children committing suicide already this year, the Stronger Together campaign is encouraging conversation in communities to prevent Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people taking their own lives. Campaign advisor Dr. Vanessa Lee says the initiative comes at a crucial time.
This is breaking point. We need to actually take some really serious measures here and start doing some really serious implementation at a whole community level, at a whole country level.
Suicide is one of the most common causes of death among Indigenous people. A 2016 report found that on average more than 100 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people end their lives through suicide each year, with the rate of suicide twice as high as that recorded for other Australians. Dr. Lee says we need a national suicide prevention strategy for the community.
If government and policymakers actually listen to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, we would not have such a high prevalence in suicide.
The campaign includes the release of a series of community videos showcasing real conversations between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander role models about their experiences. Former NRL player and welterweight boxer Joe Williams has lent his voice to the series.
I struggled my entire life, with huge highs and lows, and then it exacerbated, as a teenager with addiction, on the back of some pretty dark, deep and dark thoughts and, suicidal ideation that I've had since about the age of 13.
He believes connection within the community is vital.
Those who are disconnected, that find ourselves going through tough times, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. So I talk about connection and, that's in our communities, but the broader community as well. It's connection to people, connection to self, connection to everyone in the outside community, which helps you to stay well.
Professor Gracelyn Smallwood is an Aboriginal academic and activist. She says the colonial system has damaged her community.
Our children are dying almost every week in this country who are Indigenous. The only time it does hit the headlines is the negative connotations about our people. All of these symptoms, suicide, domestic violence, alcoholism and drugs, is the symptoms of the unresolved grief, loss and trauma from the impact of colonisation.
Professor Smallwood says in order to prevent further suicides, we need to come together as one nation with the truth to reconcile and heal our communities from the bottom up.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.